Welcome. Good morning, good morning. Good morning. Great to see you guys. My name is John. I'm really happy to be here. I really like your guys' church, and your music is wonderful to start the morning. I'm glad you made it up and out of bed. I brought something with me. I have a special treat for you. This is what I call an Easter egg, and I brought it as a gift to the congregation and a gift to one very special one of you. I want to tell you a few things about this egg. First of all, it is a real egg. And second of all, I did not cook it at all. Okay? And I call it an Easter egg because today I am going to break it on top of one of your heads. Now, so I would like a volunteer. Who would like to have the Easter egg broken on top of their head? Anybody? No? You got what? You guys don't trust me? Well, a volunteer? Yeah, the older siblings are always, you know, pointing at the younger ones. No volunteers, really? Any? Oh. Very trustworthy. With that recommendation, please. Okay. Now I'm telling you. Remember. Yeah, you're facing that way. They got to see your face that way. No. Okay, face that way. It's an Easter egg. It's an Easter egg. They just went to the show. It's an Easter egg. It is a real egg. I did not cook it. What happened? What happened? Come look. What happened? What happened? That is a real egg, but it was empty. It was empty. I call it an Easter egg. You know why? Because, do you remember the story of Easter? Do you remember what happened? Jesus died, and 3 days later, his friends went to find him at the grave, right? Because he had been buried in a tomb, in a grave. They went to see where they put his body in the ground. But do you remember what happened when they got to the grave? He wasn't there. The tomb was empty, and that's why I call this an Easter egg, because it is empty too. We tell the story about Easter to remind us that death isn't the end of life, and that sometimes the thing we're most frightened of turns out to be something not very frightening at all. I'm really glad you came this morning. Will you say a prayer with me? God, thank you for Easter, which reminds us that your love wins out over the things we're most afraid of. So thank you, God, for these children. Bless them and help them to walk in this life as those who are unafraid. Thanks for coming. I think you guys are off to children's worship. Is that right? Have a great time.